News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Thank you, Copper, for getting me that that audio a moment ago. That was quick. Thank you very much for that. Absolutely. Hey, listen, got a caller on line one. Let me just go ahead and grab it. I'll take that. Line one, Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing, man?
Doing well and everything, and it'll be nice when my phone and everything else clears up from all these political stuff
yes.
coming across it for a little
yes.
while.
Yes, it will.
But as far as the anecdotal evidence that Katie Brooks was not going to show up, I think she was the only one that did not show up at the Madison County Republicans Men's Club that was in a runoff this weekend. I learned a lot from all the people that were there. And she's also the one that canceled the debate against Congressman Mo Brooks. And me, I don't want promises and platitudes. I want people to go against each other, or at least be in the same room with each other. I want proof, not platitudes. So
yeah,
that's got me a little bit irritated. And
yeah,
I'll
Brian,
I totally
agree with you. I totally agree with you. And this has been par for the course along the way. Brian's call is spot on that there's been – I know this. I mean, at one point, Katie Britt was fussing about Mike Durant not wanting to do a debate. And then once she realized she was in the lead, she stopped making appearances where she was going to be in the same room. I know of one person who told me that that Britt was supposed to come to an event in Marshall County and was not going to come if anyone from the Brooks campaign was going to be in the room. And then the Brooks campaign called and said, can we come after she leaves? And it turns out that Britt didn't show up at all. So anyway, there's that. But I can just tell you, and by the way, I got respect for her as a person, but this candidacy is really causing me some grief. I don't make endorsements. I'm not making an endorsement here. But since it's a radio show where I talk about things and talk about candidates, I got to tell you, Britt has just declined to come on my show multiple times. You know, Brooks and Durant were on constantly. And even, I mean, Durant was coming on even when he was under fire and in the lead. If you remember when the all that stuff about whether he was Second Amendment friendly or not came out, I'm the show that he came on to discuss it. And he was in the lead at the time. So I'm just saying, I question this whole strategy of do no harm. Don't go to that place where you could be questioned, but you want to be a freaking U.S. senator. Or how about Kay Ivey, who would not do a single thing, who literally did fuzzy commercials where she said things like, no step too high for a high stepper, but she wouldn't do a debate or a public forum where the other candidates were in the room. And she's going to keep on governing our state. And by the way, I know Kay Ivey and I know Katie Britt, and I like them both as people. That's not the issue. I want to know that they're willing to go to the hard places and do the hard things and be able to say, you know, here's what I agree or disagree with, and be right there in the same room with someone who disagrees and be okay with it. And by the way, that is extremely uncomfortable. I've done it before. It's extremely uncomfortable, especially when the other side teams up on you and brings all their people. You know, it gets pretty janky at times. It kind of staged. But I can tell you right now, I remember going to a teachers union meeting. And they told me when my turn to appear would be. And I soon realized there's really no point in going, but I went. And I went to this teachers union meeting, and I told a friend of mine, I said, I want you to come with me, and you just, you know, stand in the back and pray and maybe film it. And so he stood in the back and prayed while I stood up front and talked. And they were hostile. And they had one person whose job it was to sit right there in front of me and take notes. I mean, not like, you know, somebody's kind of scratching down some things, like making a show of taking notes because they were going to publish it in the AEA journal. So what? And then at one point, I'll never forget, one of them in the back of the room, you know, we had done a lot to deal with the fact that the retirement system of Alabama was in bad straits when we first got elected in 2010. And you know, Dr. Bronner, he didn't want anybody to know that, but the reality is the legislature props that thing up every year. And so we had to raise the contributions of the participants in the retirement system. God forbid. Oh, my Lord. It was something like, on the average, like $112 more a month. I know. That means something. It also means you don't lose your retirement. And somebody in the back of that room at the AEA meeting, very uncomfortable. Me standing up front, them glaring at me. I'm talking like 60, 70 people in the room. Every one of them hated me. One of them says, "You're going to give us back our $115 or whatever it was." And I said, "No, you could have heard a pin drop." And I said, "Here's why." And I told him that Dr. Bronner himself had asked for us to do it, but that no one had bothered telling him that. At what point, when I was done, that same man said, "No one's ever told us that before." And I said, "I know. But it's because I went to the place that was freaking uncomfortable to go." And by the way, I've never run for a statewide race. I get it. You can get tired. You get tired of being, you know, lambasted. You get tired of the negative ads. You get tired of people trying to beat you up for just doing a thing that you feel called to do. But if you want to do it, then be willing to do the hard things it takes to get to the job. And right now, we got too many people that are shy on strength to stand in front of the people and be confronted on things they don't like. They just want to be glossy. They want to be high steppers. And we don't need that. All right, take us to a break before I get on another soapbox. Coming up next, though, 3:30 here, we got Dale Strong, who's running for Congress. He and Casey Wardinski are in a runoff right now. And by the way, Dale Strong is not afraid to debate. They had a pretty contentious debate last week, and he's here on the show, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.